Commentator Jill Vaughn has a small farm in upstate New York, and right now that means she's hiring teenagers who aren't afraid of really working at their summer jobs.
We still need peasants in our corner of the country. On our farm, we make hay the old-fashioned way. Small, square bales are conveyed on a hay elevator to a tall loft. Adolescents with strong backs are a necessary part of the process. The kids lift and swing the bales into high stacks after they fall off the elevator and bounce end to end on the wood floor. The heat is crippling. When a hay wagon's emptied, kids swing down from the haymow, their broad backs glistening with sweat and dusted with hay. They gulp cold water and stick their heads under the faucet in the milk house. Then they sprawl under the maple trees. A few head out on the tractor to get another full wagon. The cows watch them over the fence, their nostrils flaring at the scent of clover and alfalfa. The tractor's back and kids pry themselves off the grass. They bump into each other's shoulders and box on the way back to the barn. Conversations center around cars and sports and local gossip. Our little girls hang around, listening to these exotic adolescents. During the morning, the kids belt out songs from this year's school musical. By supper time, the sweltering heat and heavy bales have taken their toll, so they eat their pizza in silence. We pay them what we can, but money's not the only reward they get. Their parents hayed as youngsters. Now they want their kids to have the experience. Haying is teamwork, but it's different than sports. There's no adult on the team. The adults are running the machinery in the field. No coach is urging competitiveness. They have to cooperate for efficiency. Teens have a sharp sense of justice. That keeps the workload fair. If someone doesn't pull their weight, they'll be left out of conversations and not asked back. If a regular has a bad day, though, the others take up the slack. At dusk, the air loses its heat and their spirits perk up. The moon rises and the kids shoot baskets under the light of the front door bulb. I write checks, giving them extra if the day was more grueling than usual. They've worked harder than I have a right to expect, and they've learned more than they will most days of their lives. They've formed a team, taken the lead if they needed to, problem solved, and physically endured. The haying crew changes every year. By the time they're 18, other jobs are available. Why wear yourself out when you can wash dishes or run a cash register? It's getting harder to find help, but new kids stop by and give us their phone number. They're not sure what they're getting into, but they want the camaraderie and confidence they've sensed in the others who've worked here.
Jill Vaughn's farm is in Elmira, New York.